In their latest assault on the Second Amendment rights of gun owners, the Biden ATF issued their final rule to reclassify millions of commonly owned pistol-braced firearms as illegal short-barreled rifles and shotguns under the antiquated and draconian National Firearms Act of 1934. President Biden's executive action will force gun owners to register guns with the federal government and will infringe on the Second Amendment. The rule has faced significant opposition within the firearms industry and Second Amendment community, as the Independent Congressional Research Service estimates that up to 40 million of these braces are currently in civilian circulation. Eric Pratt, GOA's senior vice president, issued the following statement. "This administration continues to find new ways to attack gun owners, and this time their target is brace-equipped firearms that allow persons with disabilities to safely and effectively use pistols. We will continue to work with our industry partners to amplify the disapproving voices in the firearms industry, and the Gun Owners Foundation, our sister legal arm, will be filing suit in the near future." Aidan Johnston, GOA's Director of Federal Affairs, added. President Biden just initiated the largest federal gun registration scheme in our nation's history without even the passage of a new law. GOA is actively working with Congress to pass a resolution blocking this rule under the Congressional Review Act, and we continue to lobby lawmakers to support Rep. Clyde and Senator Marshall's Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today, Short, Act. If President Biden will not sign such legislation, then Congress must defund this rogue agency.